I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. In the early days of radio, many Christians thought the invention was of the devil. But Clarence Jones, the founder of HCJB World Radio, thought it was a great tool for evangelism. 75 years later, HCJB continues to share the gospel, not only in Ecuador, but around the world, says HCJB's president, David Johnson.
A big part of what we do now is really helping the local believers to use this as a tool for ministry. And so we've planted probably now well over 250 radio stations in every continent of the world other than Antarctica.
Next, Strategic World Impact says 40 more Eritrean Christians have been arrested in the last few weeks as the government continues its crackdown on non-approved churches. Eritrea only recognizes Orthodox, Catholic, and Lutheran denominations. So these attacks are taking place despite the country's constitutional guarantee of religious freedom. Prior to the most recent arrests, nearly 2,000 Christians were jailed by police, and despite opposition, people are turning to Christ. And once a Bible is translated, more people can't read it than can. That's why Harvey Hoekstra founded Talking Bibles International. Hoekstra says Christians were the initial focus, but that quickly changed to a community outreach. Hoekstra says TBI Bibles has an ambitious goal.
That every authentic translated New Testament be made available as a Talking Bible. The technology is there. The cost factor is being minimized. It's unthinkable that we would not do it.
Supporting churches are needed to help reach the short-term goal of 110,000 Talking Bibles for India and Africa. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News' church bulletin inserts are a great way to keep missions in front of your church each month. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.